Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
My name is Sarah Cleary and I'm a sixth year student in Castor College, County Limerick. In the continuing literary quarrel of Good versus Evil, we are presented with two characters, Macbeth and Macduff. Macduff seems to mature in nobility and virtue, becoming a stronger and more admirable character, despite the circumstance of tragedy dealt to him. He grows to become a hero, unlike his arch-rival Macbeth, who rivets himself on the tragedies he causes, and thus becomes a tyrant. Macduff becomes essential to Shakespeare's Macbeth, as he portrays the overcoming force of good, just as Macbeth represents a person succumbing to the force of evil. Macduff and Macbeth are a study of opposites. When it was Macbeth's duty to protect Duncan, he murdered him. When Lady Macbeth advised, "Sleek o'er your rugged locks, be bright and jovial among your guests," Macbeth proved himself to be an adept actor when he deceived Banquo, his friend. Macduff, on the other hand, had used his own ambitions to bring justice to his country and kinsmen, not to attain personal triumph. When Macbeth assassinated Duncan, he was not numbed so much by grief as by repentance. This becomes clearly evident when he exclaims, "Wake Duncan with thy knocking, I would thou couldst." His primary reaction to the murder was guilt. When Macduff learned of the murder of his family, his immediate reaction was one of profound grief. Malcolm advised him to dispute it like a man, to which Macduff sincerely replied, "I shall do so, but I must also feel it as a man." Macduff did not dwell on his guilt. His ability to convert his anguish into useful energy, aided by the wise counsel of comforting friends, allow him to avoid the dangerous snare of haunting consciences and felling sorrow, which culminates in the downfall of Macbeth. At one point, the two characters were similar. In the first act, Macbeth was described by the sergeant as brave and like Valier's minion, proving him to be the equal of Macduff. However, Macbeth had one fatal flaw, ambition. Macduff and Macbeth are truly an intricate study of differences and similarities. At first, it seemed as if Macduff developed in virtue and nobility, growing beyond his tragedies, but now in retrospect, we see that it was he who remained constant, and Macbeth who slipped from these traits, drowning in the guilt of his self-inflicted tragedies. From Macduff, we are shown why good succeeds, for good possesses the qualities of nobility, sincerity, and righteousness, the ability to convert anguish to useful energy. Good, which retains all these traits, shall prevail.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.